Hey folks, this is Nathan Edwards, and I'm not going to say this is the second episode of Seeing Things, because it's kind of a Seeing Things episode 1.2. You see, Courtney's not available, and I am leaving on Sunday for 3 weeks. So, the next episode, full episode, won't be for a while. But in the meantime, I challenge you to do this. If you're listening out there, those of you who listened to our first episode, I know we had a handful of downloads. I mean, nothing big. And that's just because it had Bigfoot in the title. But I want you to email us at perfectlyparanormal@googlemail.com. And I want you to give us topics. And I want you to give us what you want to hear about, what you want to us to teach other people about, what you want us to study. And we will do that for you. And we also would like questions. And we would like anything you really want to say to us, how we could make the podcast better, and how we could actually bring our audiences up. So please, give us some feedback. You can do that at, like I said, perfectlyparanormal@gmail.com. You could tweet to us at twitter.com/seein things. And you can follow us on Facebook, and that's just Seeing Things. And we hope that we can hear from you, and actually, I might just do an episode real quick, or a small synopsis of a creature of some sort, and I'll put this in at the beginning, and you'll be able to listen to that. So, enjoy this informative episode about whatever I chose at the moment after this recording. So, please listen, give us feedback, and please, we really want to hear from you. Thank you. Right, folks, today we're talking about the Australian drop bear. Wow, that was awful. I really should never do that again. Okay, folks, the Australian drop bear is a small koala bear-like creature that hangs out at the top of trees, sleeps, and eats. Now, I know you're probably thinking, well, isn't that just a koala bear? They just sleep all day, they stink, they look cute and cuddly. But no, drop bears are much, much scarier. Drop bears are thought to be the next stage for the evolution cycle, if you believe in that stuff, of the koala bear or marsupials, because it's a very formidable predator. It hangs out at the tops of trees, and when it feels hungry, it'll wait, and it'll wait, and it'll wait. What's it waiting for? It's waiting for anybody to walk under that tree. And when it does, it jumps out of the tree, and it flails. Now, two things could happen. You could A, get knocked out by the sheer weight of the animal hitting you from the top of a tree, or B, you could live through that, and then live through the animal thrashing about trying to slice open your jugular, and then it proceeds to eat you. Now, there's a lot of things I've read about this thing, but I've come to one conclusion, and that is, this is the Australian boogeyman. And when I say boogeyman, I mean not the Yowie, not the Australian Bigfoot, but actually it is the Australian myth that they tell their children at night.
Mommy, I want to go outside.
No, honey.
I'm going to go out anyway.
Well, if you go outside, there's going to be a bear that jumps out of the tops of trees and slices your jugular open.
Okay, Mommy, I won't go outside.
And so, I believe that it's just something that parents tell their children so that they listen. You know, when you were younger and you were doing something your parents didn't like, sometimes they would say,
"You keep doing that, the boogeyman's going to get you."
And the boogeyman is a urban legend that we have here in the U.S., stating that he takes the small, misbehaving children away and drags them into his own dimension, where they serve him. That's just one of the many, many tales of the boogeyman. But the Australians, well, I guess they don't want boogeymen. They don't want their kids to become slaves. They just want their kids to die. So they tell their kids, don't go outside or else you'll be eaten by the drop bear. Now, what's said to attract a drop bear is eucalyptus. Now, I think that's quite funny, since every tree in Australia is eucalyptus. So, they say that the eucalyptus tree drives them into a sense of rage. And so they're constantly angry, and constantly hungry, and constantly looking for something to kill. They say never go out in the outback at night. That's rule number one. Never go out with eucalyptus throat pills, lozenges, so on and so forth. That's number two. And number three, don't go alone, because a drop bear can only attack one at a time. So if you have a buddy with you, you have someone that can help you when you have a bear dropped on top of you. Now, the size of this bear can be anywhere between a little bit bigger than a koala bear to I've read the size of an American grizzly bear. Now, just imagine that falling on your face. I don't think that that's something you would really want to happen to you. Next thing that I know about that is repellents. Now, they say the one thing that Australians love is Vegemite, and that's because Vegemite protects you from drop bears. Drop bears apparently hate Vegemite, and that's the whole reason why all Australian, I don't know, bushwhackers, all Australians who go out and take hikes in the bush, they always take a can or a package of Vegemite with them. Because if you smear this on your face and neck, the drop bear will not attack you because they do not like the smell of it. Also is AeroGuard. I guess that's some sort of bug repellent. Also repels drop bears. So hey, when in doubt, just spray yourself with AeroGuard or smear Vegemite all over your face and you'll be safe. Now, another thing to say is I've read a few websites that say they do not attack Australians. They only attack tourists. But that's a load of crap. If you ask me, I think the whole thing is crap. But I actually like the story just because it's just something to fear. Kind of like how a lot of ghost stories aren't true. It's just something that you can tell a story about I would watch a movie called Attack of the Drop Bears. Why? Because that's cool. Because that's scary. That could be action-packed. Now, would that be a true story? No. But it would be good. And yes, as you can tell, I'm not a big believer in many of the creatures I talk about on the show. But the drop bear has got to be very low on the list for me because I never even heard of it until I was actually hanging out with my Australian friends here in Germany, and they were joking around about the drop bear. Now, the way they talk about it, it's pretty much the boogeyman, how it's just something they don't believe in. And when I asked them about it recently, they said, he likes to feed on American tourists, and they winked. Well, you know what? I'm an American tourist, so I'm going to go to Australia, go on the outback, the bush by myself, with eucalyptus lozenges, and I guarantee you nothing's going to drop on my head and pierce my jugular. Anyway, but also there's, I've read things about an aquatic drop bear. Now, just to say that you're not safe enough in the outback, but now you're not going to be safe in the water. I mean, you got box jellyfish, you got great white sharks, you got so many different things that could kill you in Australia. But now you got the aquatic drop bear, which is a drop bear who has evolved past sitting in a tree and now lives in the water and is pretty much a shark, a koala bear shark thing. I'm not even going to go on about that just because, well, come on. a lot of sites that I've looked at, that I've read, say that the Australian government is actually trying to keep the drop bear phenomenon down. Try and convince people that, hey, this is not a real thing, that this is a joke, haha. And I read a website that said that it's actually illegal to warn tourists about the drop bear. Because it's kind of like, hush, hush, we don't talk about it, it's not true. Don't spread fear. But in all reality, I do believe that these are just tales to scare American tourists, to scare tourists. And I believe that it's not a mean thing. It's just kind of like how, it's just kind of to poke fun. It's just kind of to have fun with people who are new in this society. And I feel like if they were true, we would have known about it. We would have heard about it a lot sooner. especially if people were being killed by it. Now, that's the one thing that this drop bear phenomenon has that I don't believe, and that is the deaths and the attacks on people. Now, if that were true, there would be more of an investigation on the topic. There'd be more of a known widespread knowledge of something that's hanging out in the trees and attacking people. So I'm just going to go ahead and stick my neck out and say that these things, these people are just seeing things. So that's my two cents. If you want to know anything more about the drop bear, I'd be happy to do an actual full episode on it. Try and see if I can find some witnesses and stuff online and read them to you. I would love to do that. If you want to know anything about any certain creature, please email us at perfectlyparanormal@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/seeingthings, and that's spelled SEEINTHINGS, seeing things. And then we're also on Facebook as seeing things. So please, follow us, like us, do whatever you want, and please email us and tell us what to do. Tell us what you think. So, for now, I'm going to bid you adieu, and thank you for listening to episode 1.5. I believe this episode has earned a 1.5 status. And next time we get back to you, I'll hopefully be able to talk about something spooky, something spiritual with Courtney. And how that's going to work is I think we're going to do more than one type of haunting or ghost in an episode, just because they're not very big, or we're just going to do shorter episodes than an hour. Our Bigfoot episode was rambly, and there's a lot of information on that, and I want to do another episode later on in this season. But for now, I'll be back to you in a few weeks, 3 weeks, and we will make a good episode for you, especially if we can get your feedback. So please, let us know. All right, thank you, people, and goodbye. And remember, it's not always a bad thing to start seeing things.